Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. May I have your zip code so I can provide you with better service?
It's 59866.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment, please. What's your first and last name?
Judith Minson Eisenbacher.
Okay, I see your account right here, ma'am. For security purposes, Ms. Eisenbacher, could you please verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
660 Russell Creek Drive, St. Regis, Montana.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, ma'am, it looks like you've been enrolled in a mobile food app. When I say food app, I mean like an app, like you get on your mobile device. It's called Bites Hub, and they've signed you up for this because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Makita drill set. They probably told you you had already won it and just paid the shipping, Ms. Eisenbacher. But when you entered that information, what they did was switch it over to inform you about the food app. And Bites Hub is just an app that encourages. Okay, well, that's, I'm just letting you know what you were charged for. The $59.89 came from Bites Hub.
Right.
Because they enrolled you in a sweepstakes to win that Makita drill, ma'am. Now, they do offer it, Ms. Eisenbacher, for $20 a month if you want to remain in that sweepstakes. It's entirely up to you.
No, I do not want to
remain. Yes, ma'am.
And they didn't inform me, and they charged my account here a couple days ago with a dollar on it, and so I was trying to figure out what they were, and I called them, and they canceled it. But
oh,
they didn't cancel the big amount, so...
No, that wasn't us, ma'am, because it hasn't been canceled yet. They didn't cancel it. And they charged you. They may have done an authorization check and charged a dollar, but that fell off. I'm seeing one charge of $59.89, ma'am. Now, have you contacted your bank?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Ms. Eisen, okay, I'll get you canceled out, ma'am. I'll give you your cancellation number. I'm just trying to ascertain that you haven't disputed the charge before I refund.
I want a refund because I can't afford this. But
no, ma'am. I understand that, ma'am. I said I'm trying to make sure you haven't disputed this charge with your bank.
I did, yes.
Okay, well, then I can't refund it then. They would have to give us a call and let us know that there is no dispute before you can get a refund from us, because we can't refund once there's a dispute started.
Okay. I'm sure that I disputed it because I called them yesterday on it.
Okay, and what did they do? Did they tell you to call us to see if we could resolve it, or did they tell you they're going to start it?
They were going to check on it today to see if it was going to go through or not.
Okay.
Because it was a couple days ago. So.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure.
Okay, what I need you to do, to just for your safety and mine in terms of the correct procedure, is we can't refund if there's been a dispute. So we can refund, Ms. Eisenbacher, if you simply call your credit card company back, ma'am. Let them know that you spoke with customer support. My name is Vicky. I'm going to give you a cancellation number. And I just got off the phone with a bank doing the same thing. Tell them that they need to call us back with you on the phone, Ms. Eisenbacher, and say that you're willing to drop the dispute, and then we'll issue a full refund. That way you don't have to cancel out your card. The money will be back on your card in 3 to 5 business days. And that's just the procedure. But we just can't refund, because what they do when they do a dispute, ma'am, is they temporarily put that money back on your card. Then they investigate the dispute. So if they give you the money back and we give you the money back, that's like a double refund. So just to make
sure, you
understand. So let me get you canceled out and give you this cancellation number. And I'm going to put you on hold first and just type a note, Ms. Eisenbacher, in your account stating that I advise you to have the bank give us a call so you can get a full refund. So whomever answers the phone, when they call back, they'll see that note and know just to instantly give you your money back, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, ma'am. I got you all set here. And your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel.
Okay.
Then 920. And that's the next three numbers are 740.
Okay.
And then 205 is your cancellation number, ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for your help.
Okay. We'll refund your money, ma'am, just as soon as they give us a call with you on the phone. And they're used to this procedure, ma'am. They do it all the time. It's just their way of confirming it. They would rather us, the vendor, reimburse your money than they have to do it, or for them to have to go do all that paperwork. You know, they just simply make a phone call and we'll get you together, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Eisenbach. You have a good afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. Stay safe.
Right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.